Done got over, I'm so glad. Done got over, so glad. Done got over at last.
This episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is brought to you by Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. Leadbelly, the Smithsonian Folkways collection, the new in-depth box set dedicated to the influential American folk and blues music icon. It's available in stores February 24th, and it's a beautiful coffee table style book with 140 pages of essays and photographs, along with 108 tracks on 5 CDs with extensive song notes. 16 of the songs are unreleased, including I'm So Glad I Done Got Over, which you're hearing in the background now. If you have the Grammy-winning Woody Guthrie at 100, this is the second in a series and is equally impressive. Listeners of the Sing Out podcast can save 20% on the set, as well as a special package, including a limited edition Leadbelly poster and a t-shirt, by entering the code SINGOUTLED at folkways.si.edu. That's SINGOUTLEAD, all one word, at folkways.si.edu, home of Smithsonian Folkways Recordings, the nonprofit record label of the National Museum. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD 5 South by Janet Beasley. We heard the title track, 5 South, on Back Country Records. Bluegrass music has been mostly a boys' network. Women are usually excluded or relegated to playing bass. Howdy Forrester left Bill Monroe's band to serve in World War II, and Bill hired his wife, Wylene, Sally Ann Forrester, who played the accordion. Bill was not completely sold on having an accordion in his Bluegrass Boys band, but he was fiercely loyal to his band members and hired her so that she could provide for her family while her husband was in the service. She gave the band a very different sound, resembling a swing band. Incidentally, Bill recorded with a number of non-bluegrass instruments, including vibes, electric guitar, and Hammond organ. She participated in the recordings with Bill on February 13, 1945, and when Howdy returned from Europe in 1946, she left the band, and a bit later, Howdy did as well. Let's open the show with Rocky Road Blues from those 1945 recordings by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, with Sally Ann Forrester on accordion. Women in Bluegrass on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Traveling in his life every day and every night. Are you walking and a talking for the Lord. You don't understand how a heart so young could conceive a plan. I'm only 7 now, but it's just like you said, Daddy, someday I'll be a man.
I'm gonna put you down and leave you there. You caused me too much pain, I can't.
When the New Lost City Ramblers went on hiatus back in the late 70s and the early 80s, Tracy Schwartz had a band with his then-wife, Eloise, called the Old Home String Band. And we heard I'm Gonna Put You Down and Leave You There from Rounder Records, one of the only EPs that Rounder ever put out. Eloise was playing guitar and singing the tenor vocals. And before that, we heard from Alice Gerard and Hazel Dickens and Tiny Broken Heart from their classic recording Won't You Come and Sing for Me on Folkways Records from back in 1973. And before that, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper from back in 1952. And Are You Walkin' and a Talkin' for the Lord, a Hank Williams tune. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper with the Clinch Mountain Clan. And over the years, Wilma Lee's daughter Carol has led the Carol Lee Singers, which are background singers for the Grand Ole Opry, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. And we let off that set with Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys with Rocky Road Blues, recorded back on February 13th, 1945. And that's from the essential Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys on Columbia Records. We are listening to women in bluegrass this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Delia Bell has held the torch for many years for women in bluegrass. Here's her take on the tune Sad Situation. Here's Delia Bell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, I've known some sad situations before, and I faced a lot of temptation before. Yes, I've known others like you with a heart made of stone, and by now I guess I should be used to living alone. It's a sad situation, not just because I'm so blue. It's a sad situation, 'cause I'm still loving you.
Look up, look down that lonesome road. Thank you.
hear all the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee. She's long and she's tall. She came down to Birmingham on the Walnut Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's roar, while traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball. While traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1512. And remember, we're also on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Five South from Janet Beasley, and we just heard a 17th century English country dance tune called Rufty Tufty. Janet, besides being a fine banjo player, also has a degree in Renaissance music. Five South is on Backcountry Records from Janet Beasley. We're listening to Women in Bluegrass this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we heard the Front Porch String Band before that from their first recording on Rebel from a long time ago, and we heard Wabash Cannonball featuring, of course, the vocals of Claire Lynch. And before that, we heard from the Good Old Persons and a wonderful tune from Carol McComb called Dreaming in Three-Quarter Time. The Good Old Persons featured Kathy Kallick on the guitar, Bethany Rain on the bass. She was singing lead, John Reichman on mandolin, Sally Van Meter on the dobro, and Kevin Wimmer on the fiddle. Anywhere the Wind Blows on Kaleidoscope Records from the Good Old Persons. And before that, we heard an early recording featuring Laurie Lewis in the first incarnation of the Grant Street String Band. We heard Things in Life, Don Stover's classic tune. That's on Flat Rock Records. The Grant Street String Band. And before that, we heard from Delia Bell, along with her singing partner Bill Grant, and Sad Situation from their Rounder recording, Dreaming, Delia Bell. We are listening to Women in Bluegrass this week, and you have to think about Alison Krauss. I went looking for something just a little bit different. Here's a tune called Sawin' on the Strings from Alison Krauss on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
even stood beside me when you said you'd be mine. But little did I know she wanted you the same. Now I'm catching on to you and Amy's little game. I might have known you were working late again. Another night you're not around. Still hoping that I'll never find out how you love Amy Brown. Lately another night you're not around. Still hoping that I'll never find out how you love Amy Brown.
I knew all about you right from the start, that you were the traveling kind. Now baby, you were just about the best I ever had, but you were not the kind to hang on to. I'd rather be the girl you left behind than to spend my life running after you. Once I would follow where you would lead, but I'd just wait crazy on the road. There's too many highways, too much to see, and I'm weary carrying that load. Now baby, you were just about the best I ever had, but I'm afraid my traveling days are through. So I'd rather be the girl you left behind than spend my life running after you.
Suzanne Thomas's classic tune from back when she was in Dry Branch Fire Squad. That was I'd Rather Be the Girl You Left Behind, with Mary Jo Leet taking that harmony vocal. That's from Long Journey from the Dry Branch Fire Squad on Rounder Records. And before that, a couple of folks who are young on the circuit, Kenny and Amanda Smith, from their recording Slowly But Surely, we heard the tune Amy Brown, and that's on Farm Boy Records. And before that, we got to hear two really good dobro players, Sally Van Meter and Jerry Douglas, with Tommy Jackson's classic Crazy Creek from Sally's recording All in Good Time, and that's on Sugar Hill Records. And we let off that set with Allison, along with a whole bunch of other folks as well, and Sawin on the strings. That's from her collection called 100 Miles or More on Rounder Records, Allison Krauss. We are listening to Women in Bluegrass this week, and there's a wonderful band from Alaska called Barefoot that is made up of three young women and two young men. Here's their take on the old Carter Family tune, Single Girl, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. every day's a new beginning, and I know that it won't end because of the way you taught me to love again. From now on, I'm not living in the past. Because of you, I found true love at last. No more hurt, no more heartache, no more cry myself to sleep. Since there's you and me, no more lonely. No more sadness, only laughter. Living in the ever after. Happiness I found in you.
Oh,
come full circle this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We started off the program with Bill Monroe and Sally Ann Forrester on the accordion, and we're closing it down with Katie Glassman and Snapshot from her recording Dream a Little Dream and Rutland's Reel, featuring accordion as well. That's on her record label, Fiddle Parlor, Katie Glassman and Snapshot. And before that, we heard from the brother and sister duet, The Roys, from their newest recording, The View, and No More Lonely. That's on Rural Rhythm Records, and we let off that set with Barefoot from Floors and Windows. And we heard Single Girl, that's on Compass Records. I hope you've enjoyed this week's program as we trace the influence of women in bluegrass. They've come a long way. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1512.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song.